Maybe we can trace the family background and we go back to the beginnings of Tulsa. You have Creek ancestry, right? And that begins with whom?
George and Rachel Berryman, who a lot of people call the beginning of Tulsa, the first people in Tulsa.
Rob, tell us about the earliest settlers and the Creeks coming here to this area.
The Creeks came to the area in the late 1820s. There were really two different phases of the removal of the Muscogee and Creek and Yuchi people from Alabama and Georgia. The group that migrated out here in the 1820s was called the Voluntary Party. These were people who were not compelled to move out here. They were allowed to move out here. Lands were set aside for them by treaty between the Arkansas and the Canadian River. Most of them settled on the Verdigris. Later, those boundaries would be adjusted. And one of the Perrymans, as a matter of fact, this would be Minetta's great-great-grandfather, Benjamin Perryman, actually signed the 1833 treaty that established a new boundary between the Creeks and Cherokees and set the tribal boundaries that are found on the first page of everybody's abstract in South Tulsa County. When they read that title, there is a letter patent from Millard Fillmore, President of the United States, to the Muscogee Creek Nation, and it is a deed for 6.5 million acres of land. The Perrymans were part of the Voluntary Removal Party in the 1820s, and they settled out on the Verdigris River at a place now known as the area around Springtown Church, very close to Adams Creek, on Coweta Road, just a few miles south of Highway 412. That was the people of Big Spring Tribal Town. They have a history of their own that takes the Perryman name back into the Florida Panhandle at the time of the War of 1812 and even earlier. The people that actually settled here at the site in Tulsa, the center of their town was what we now call the Council Oak. Those were the Lechboga people. They came from an area about 14 miles west of Auburn, Alabama. When the forced removal came, they were treated as hostiles. They were marched out here basically on foot. There was a significant loss of life. Probably about 200 of the ones that left Alabama did not make it to the Tulsa area.
This was along the Trail of Tears then?
That's what the Cherokees call it. The Creeks, especially the traditional Creeks, see a significant difference. The Cherokees were betrayed by their own tribal leaders, and that was one reason for their grief and sorrow. The Creeks were marched here by force in violation of a treaty that said they had every right to stay in Alabama.
They forced them to move?
The United States Army.
All the tribes, the Cherokees, Choctaws, Chickasaws, Creeks, and Seminoles, came because there was that force.
Right, and there's a large portion of the Seminoles that escaped removal and are still on their reservation in Florida, along with the Miccosukees. The Miccosukees are more closely related to the Hidjity towns of the Creeks and to the Perrymans.
So then can we say the Creeks' journey ended under the branches of the Council Oak Tree?
Exactly. That's where they took the cinders of the fire that they had put out in Alabama, which they carried and kept a living fire all the way along. And they used those cinders to build their new ceremonial fire at the Council Oak, which was both the center of their religion and the center of their government. That was their town square.
And we know it now as 18th and Cheyenne.
Exactly.
They brought the name of the town with them.
Right. Because of the way that Muscogee towns are related to each other, even though we call it Lechboga, their more formal name, they are known as Lechboga Tulsa, because they are related to towns such as New Tulsa or Tulsa Cedar River, which is located down near Holdenville. There was also a town called Old Tulsa or Big Tulsa. They relocated down near Eufaula. Those towns are very closely related, and then they are also almost as closely related to tribal towns such as Hickory Ground, Okfuskee, and Nuyaka, Tolmachussee, which are scattered through the middle from Henrietta down towards Holdenville.
Was the name of a town Tulsi
There are strict Muskogee people who say that it should always be pronounced Tulsi because that means town. That's where the word comes from. And they like to point out that when you say Tulsa, it means embarrassed.
But somehow, through pronunciation or whatever, it came to be known.
This is the South. Lushboga does not trip off the American tongue.
Is that a form which Tallahassee, Florida takes its name?
Exactly. It's the same. In Muskogee, we have a phenomenon in the language that they call progressive contraction, which means that the more often words are used together, the more likely that syllables will become dropped along the way. So if the full word for an old town is Adalwa Ahasi, then that gets contracted down to Tallahassee, and that later gets contracted to Tallahassee, which is still the name of a city in Alabama. And, of course, the modern usage is Tulsi.